The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" The Gospel of the Lord. So what grades do we have here today? What grade are you guys? Third, fourth, and fifth, all the way in the back. Hi, guys. All right, so well, welcome. I think this is your first time back at Mass, right? Here at with the church, right? Cool. All right, so who here calls their dad, dad? All right, who here calls your dad, father? What about Papa? Or what about Abba? You got one? Cool. So the original, so today Christ is teaching his disciples how to pray. And the very first word he tells them to use to talk to God, to pray, is Father. The original word would have been Abba or Dad. And immediately it puts us into a relationship with God. It puts us into a familiar relationship. So the whole gist of Christ's teaching today is to push us towards relationship with the Father, to be on intimate terms with him, to talk to him like we do our own dad, talk to him like we would our own family members. And it's for that time, it was a new way of communicating with God. It's kind of important, really important, to be able to have a conversation with God, to talk to him as a dad. So I have a couple of questions for you guys. What do dads do for you?
They help you with stuff like homework.
Help you with stuff like homework?
They care about you.
They care about you?
They help you.
They help you, yeah. They help you when you go through hard times, yeah? Last one, what do you got?
They love you.
They love you, yes. Hands down. Yes, so all these things. Dads help us. They take care of us. They love us. Those are the important things, important qualities of a father. I think you can remember that your own life, what your dad has done for you, helped you, cared for you, loved you, provided for you. This is the same thing that God the Father, our Father, does for us. He cares for us. He loves us. He helps us. And this is the kind of relationship that Christ is reminding us of today in the Gospel, in the Scripture, that God does love us, and he wants us to love him in return. He wants to talk to us, to speak with us. He wants to know us. He wants to know you, each and every one of you. And in return, he wants us to know and love him as well. So I encourage you sometime today, maybe in your class, maybe your teachers can lead you in the Our Father. Show of hands, who knows the Our Father? Okay, good. I was going to have some questions for your teachers if all your hands didn't go up. Okay, so hopefully maybe later today in class your teachers can lead you in the Our Father, and you can do a prayer and start talking to God and talking to him like a father, like a dad.